This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, 6:38 in the morning, and that makes it time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. You can also find them on Instagram. That's allnaturalstone.com. All right, so I guess the most important story of the day is that we have a huge storm, and it was heavy overnight. In fact, I was up for quite a bit of it as the wind blew, and I was sort of anticipating a power outage, which didn't happen for me, but has happened for a lot of people. So there are power outages. PG&E, apparently, according to the story, expected some of this, so they've got, as they report in the story here, all hands on deck, which is good to hear. You want to hear that.
Right. As opposed to, yeah, we don't bother chasing turkeys.
Right. Exactly right. Mm. Like, yeah, let's have everybody on, and this is a time when people need power.
Yes.
Not on top of the fact that we've all been mostly, all of us have been trapped in our homes for far too long. Not having power just makes things that much worse.
Right.
Well, anyway, so tons of rain has fallen. We've seen snow, and I bet you, and I haven't left my house, and I'm still waiting for the first signs of light outside my window. It is still pitch black.
Yep.
But for example, where I live over near 17, there's usually a news crew on the summit, which when there's snowfall, there's people pulling over and they play in the snow. Yay!
Snow!
So, I don't know yet that that's fallen, but I'm expecting that that was the case. It was very cold overnight, and we got lots of snow. I don't have snow totals yet, although I did look at your boys' Open Snow website. What's that guy's name? Brian Alexander?
Brian Allegretto.
That guy. it's good. This is a great way. If you're headed up to the mountains over the next couple days, that might be a great way to stay up on how the resort you're headed to looks. They've got forecasts and snowfall totals there. So, and it looks like it gets updated in the morning at different times. So I'll check it later to give you a better detailed snow report. But for now, we definitely got snow. They're saying Tahoe could see up to 8 feet
Incredible.
By the time this window closes and we move into the weekend. So fingers crossed. I know that creates a tough situation for the people that live up there or the people trying to get up there. Did Johnny say anything about when he's headed up?
He's going to try and do it this weekend. And, you know, he asked the guy for a very specific forecast for him for the 8 times that he wanted to travel. And the guy was like, I don't know. So I'm not sure how, you got to be prepared to be in your car for a long time, and sometimes so long because they just shut the highway down.
Right.
It's not just that it's taking everybody time to get the chains on their car. It's that there is no going.
Right.
So it's.
And then you decide whether you're turning around and going home or waiting it out.
Right. In your car. So have snacks. Some pee bottles. I don't know what you need in your car.
Well, your smart bet, especially if you have kids, is to wait. But.
Yep.
You know, that's there's definitely people who will say the best time to go is right now.
I'm going. I'm leaving. Get in the car. Let's go.
So anyway, I'll get you more information. I should follow up on the fact that yesterday, as we talked about the coming storm and there were evacuations here in Santa Cruz County, the same people who had to evacuate for the fires from last year now have to evacuate in fear of landslides or mudslides. So I told you I would check on that and offer to bring blankets or whatever. They actually, and I'm assuming it's because of COVID, but they were like, no, we're not even putting people up. We're offering food, water, blankets, but we don't have a place for them to stay. They can stay in their cars.
Oh, wow.
So it was a trip, but I did make an effort, and I just assume it's a COVID thing where they're like, no, we can't have everybody showing up with random blankets.
And we can't have all these people in one place. I didn't, you know what? That didn't even cross my mind. It was more about the, you know, how will we house these people?
Right. Well,
it's been so cool. Imagine sleeping in your car in this kind of weather. And imagine if you have a family of five in that car.
Well, better a car than no car.
That is true, Vinny.
Still, you know, that's yikes. There's different degrees of oh my God. And that is certainly better than the, we got no car.
We're outside.
We got no tent. This blanket's going to get real wet.
Our pets are falling off.
Fast.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did follow up on that and I didn't think of it, but of course it's a super spreader event. They can't have everybody showing up like that. So they've got stuff available for people who have been displaced. But right now it's a tough time for a group of people that already had a rough year last year. So I'm praying for you. And I was hoping to help, but looks like they're doing what they can. All right, moving on real quick, because I want to get to this nonsense story, but I should mention that on the front page of today's USA Today, the fallout from January 6th continues. The Capitol riot inquiry grows to 400 suspects, and they expect to bring charges on many of these people very soon. Mm. So I thought, that's great to hear. Follow up on this. Get this done. Don't sweep this under the rug as whoops, you know, because it does look bad on, for example, the Capitol Police.
It's terrible.
Like, what were you doing, dude? You had all the information and you had access to help. That guy, the head of
the side and let them go right by you.
The head of the Capitol Police or the Capitol Police chief. At that time, has since resigned. The acting Capitol Police Chief, her name is Yogananda Pittman. She yesterday apologized on behalf of the department, which is, I don't know if that's ceremony or it seems like, well, you weren't in charge. Mm. So,
you know, I just saw an alert from TMZ saying there are members of the Capitol Police Force who are pissed at her. Why would you apologize? I don't know.
Well, I do think that's just Sarah. She wasn't in charge. It wasn't her fault. And, you know, I guess you're apologizing on behalf of the Capitol Police. But look, I mean, those people's lives were in danger and the Capitol Police were in charge of keeping them safe. So I do think mistakes were made. But as far as she goes, it just seems like it doesn't save face in my mind at all.
No.
But so anyway, she's the acting police chief. She apologized the other day for something that she wasn't at all in charge of. I'm glad to hear, though, that they're saying many of these charges are facing a maximum of 20 years. I don't expect most of these people to get that. But, you know, five people died. Mm-hmm. Lots of people feared for their lives. This was one of those things where we watched people... random people roaming through our government buildings, and many people consider these buildings sacred.
Yes, rifling through desks, absolute lack of respect for this storied building.
So they have tons of video. They're pursuing every person they can get, and they're planning to press charges here very soon. And as you know, the impeachment trial, it's not looking good because Republicans have decided not to join in on this, but that is going to happen, whether or not they're going to get. They're saying now the Senate trial is expected to open on February 9th. So,
all right.
There's the latest on that. Now, this is something I know more about, or maybe I'm more interested in, or it's just nonsense and it's easier for me to get my head around it. I don't have TikTok. I've never seen this video. I didn't even look it up, but I thought, oh, this is super ridiculous.
Okay.
A guy named Jerry Maldonado recently
Maldonado. All right.
Jerry Maldonado posted a video on TikTok that showed him trying out a new technique to get plumper lips. Now, I don't know if he is particularly thin-lipped. Like, that's been a problem all his life. You got no lips. Like, when you don't... When you're you know, straight-faced, you just have a line. You look like a cartoon. So I don't know if that's his problem, but apparently in an effort to get plumper lips, he smeared a cream that's designed to help men grow.
Down there.
Down there. That's right. Like a chonchin gorger all over his lips. Now.
Okay.
I.
How did that go?
He left the Johnson grow on his lips for 8 minutes until it started burning really bad, he says. And this is all on a video, by the way. This is on TikTok. That's when he couldn't take it anymore and had to get it off his face as quickly as possible.
All right.
So I'm thinking, if it burns your lips, how is it that it doesn't burn your man zone?
Right.
Oh, there's the guy.
Well, he's very metrosexual looking to begin. Very, very nicely coiffed.
The eyebrows are clearly by design, right?
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, he actually doesn't look like a guy with no lips at all. He's, I don't know, Latino maybe? What do you
Maldonado.
Think? Yeah, I don't, he doesn't look Italian necessarily. Well, whatever. So he's a kid. And he's got this stuff on his mouth. His lips actually look quite generous.
Well, I think that's after the cream. So they say here that he wiped the cream off his lips and they were puffed up. And he said, quote, I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. The video's got 3.5 million views, which I'd say is viral.
Oh, those are plump.
Yep. Look at that.
Wow.
You like it? You want to kiss him?
Can I see the before? Was there another shot?
Oh, that's the picture with the cream on, right?
Yeah. That was the cream on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's the before, I think.
Oh, yeah. Regular lips. The kid's got regular. In that one, I guess he kind of does look Italian.
So he puts the peni protein on, and suddenly he's got muscular lips.
They're very muscular. They're bulging, even.
Doctors, though, have jumped in.
He didn't need that.
As this video's gone, again, 3.5 million views is considered viral, right?
Sure.
So the doctors are saying putting this cream on your lips in a bid for a fuller pout is ridiculous.
How long does it last?
Extremely dangerous. You could suffer an allergic reaction such as stinging, soreness, blisters, and uncomfortable swelling.
It worked, though. That's the problem. These things go viral, and now that thing is, we should buy stock in that, whatever that chonchin gorging cream is. That is a, wow.
Well, I think if anything, he's going to sell this cream in an effort for guys to grow their man zones. Like,
who
cares about your lips?
Does it last? I mean,
they
like,
make
how
stuff
long is
that'll grow
last?
My chonch? I'm
but,
in.
Well, it'll bulk it up anyway, Vin. It's definitely a, I did.
Let me ask you a question.
Of some kind.
I got a question for you.
I'm ready for questions.
If it's proven that this chonch cream can give an extra inch of girth, like, are you going to ask, will John start getting that in his stocking for Christmas?
No, he's going to get, I mean, it burns.
Well, but an extra inch.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I don't need any enhancements. Are you going to get this if it's proved that it works? I mean, it clearly works, Vinny. Are you going to get this?
Well, I'm not happy about the stinging. And I fear, I've said this many times. I would love to be 12.
Oh, geez.
Or 15. I would. That'd be great. I would love.
You'd be very lonely.
You say that, but then, you know, you hear all the people look at the pictures where it's down halfway down the leg and. People love it, right? Don't they?
Well, it's fun to look at the pictures,
right? So anyway, I'd love that, but I don't want to risk right now. I have a very workable, functional, useful,
it's all set
tool. I would not want anything to go wrong.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't risk going backwards.
Right. Like maybe it goes, ow.
Yeah, I don't want that. I can't risk that.
Don't fix it.
Yeah, it ain't broke. Right. Don't fix it. Honestly, it's a, I will say, there's going to be some trouble out there after seeing this video. That is fully.
He got the lips he was after.
They're plumped up. I would say to share that, but don't share that.
Yeah, he's already got. Well, I don't know how TikTok works at all. I don't have it, and I don't want to have it.
Well,
but
normally I'd post it up on the SMB Facebook page, but I think that's not a helpful link. Mm-hmm. That's a harmful link.
Right.
Don't do it, people.
510, our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, Maldonado's a Puerto Rican name. Okay.
A Puerto Rican. Okay. He looks Latino.
My friend bought this stuff to try plumping up her lips. Oh. Waiting to hear what happens.
Well, they're good. It's going to work.
Yeah.
If that kid is any indication, it's going to work. Unless he got punched in the face between removing the stuff and showing you the result. Those are puffy. Muscular? Is that what you call
them? Well, I was trying to be creative as I'm reading the story, but the truth is it's absurd, and I don't know how long it's going to last, but you can't. I wouldn't play with stuff like this, especially in important areas. One is your fate. Like, I'll tell you what. If you're trying to get bigger nipples, sure, try it. You know, if that's in under your shirt, if there's a scar or something goes wrong, But your lips, that's your face the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking into a room. What does everyone see? Your ruined lips.
The pandemic's over and you're still wearing a mask.
Right.
I mean,
because you're hiding what you did to your lips. Right.
Well, and then I was home. I was bored in the house, bored.
So I just know I don't like it. Anyway. 510 says, Vinny, do you have a generator on order in case you lose power again? We haven't, but we're in the process. We were expecting we had time this winter, and we're going to do it in the spring. That was the plan. You know, after we got through the summer, we thought, we should be fine, right?
Right. Right.
And then we haven't been fine. But I know what we want to do. We are in the process of getting our electrician to help us, but he's very busy, as you might imagine.
I'm sure
right
you're
now.
One of the many people he's going to do a whole house install for a generator on.
It's a whole thing, man. We're working on it. But I think everybody's going to have to decide to
figure
go
something
this
out.
Route. We need backup here in California.
We do. Yeah, we're tussling with that ourselves.
Public knowledge, all the teachers in Los Gatos got the shot. Santa Clara County, where no one else did. Good Sam provided service. They got hooked up. What?
Is that about the vaccinations?
It sounds like it.
Yeah, teachers should be. I think teachers should be next on the list.
Yeah, I was surprised to find out teachers got sort of pushed back as they dropped the age group down to 65. That didn't seem right, but
it does
I'm also
seem like
seeing
that's
they're
pretty GD important.
In fact, I'll do the story in the next news break. They're trying to push kids back into school now. Like as quickly as possible. So I'll get to that and more. What's coming up in the trash, though, Sarah?
I've got some TV stuff. I got a Martha Stewart story. Amanda Gorman. I have an update on what's going on with her. Elliot Page. Do you know
Amanda Gorman, the poet?
The poet, yeah.
All right.
It's cool. It's a cool story. And do you know who Elliot Page is?
I do. That is the new name for... I can't remember.
Ellen Page.
Ellen, right.
There's some developments with her as well. Right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.